T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Signs and warnings usually plastered all over the front doors of the businesses, retail stores, supermarkets. You've seen them. They say, put on a face mask, keep your distance from the other customers, or we have the right to kick you out. While the face mask requirements will likely be in effect for some time, not every business owner is on board with them.
In fact, at a construction business in Simi Valley, they're asking you to please remove the mask before you walk inside, and they are encouraging high fives and hugs, all forgetting about things like social distancing. Ramsey Devereaux is owner of Ramsey One Flooring and Construction in Simi Valley. Thank you for joining us, Ramsey.
You're quite welcome.
So let me ask you something right off the bat. Are you like one of those contrarian type guys? Like if I say it's day, are you going to just say it's night because you like to do that? Or do you have a reason for telling people to take the masks off?
Good reason.
And what's the reason?
You can't catch a virus. It's not possible. And the government has done their own experiments back in 1918. They tried to get a whole bunch of sailors sick for 5 years. And there's been multiple experiments like that, and they never were successful. This whole thing started with Louis Pasteur when he said that we should burn the crap out of everything in order to make it more healthy to kill bacteria. And they've been selling us poison pills and vaccines and crap ever since.
Ramsey, let me ask you something, because you said something interesting. You said that you can't catch a virus. Have you ever, how old are you now, Ramsey?
I'm 62.
62, okay. I presume that in all of your 62 years, you have had a cold, a head cold, yes?
Of course.
Of course. And I presume in your 62 years, you've had things like a cough or maybe even the flu, yes?
Let's not be silly, of course.
Okay. Where do you think you got that from, though?
Your own body detoxifies itself. Viruses, which is a misnamed word because it means poison in Latin, is nothing more than it's not alive. Mainstream science admits that. It's a piece of detergent, like you use to clean off your garage floor. Your cells will create these viruses or detergent in order to detoxify an area that needs it really badly. Because normal, most detoxifying is done by bacteria. But the viruses, they're not alive. All they do is clean you out, and we do it like a herd. Just like bears get up at the same time and roosters crow at the same time, we all get sick together climatically as a herd.
So that's what's happening now, and you don't spread it from person to person.
No, we just get sick together sometimes and sometimes not. If you're healthy and you don't need to detox in any way, you will not get sick.
So what has been the reaction at your store when you tell people, take your masks off? What's the reaction been?
And you would put signs out front as kind of a warning, a protest, right?
Well, not, it's a tongue-in-cheek sign that said, no masks allowed. We are open to the truth. Handshakes, okay. Hugs, very okay. And the no mask, of course people came in with masks, and I don't care. It's just it's a reverse comment, tongue-in-cheek, and people have asked, can I wear my mask in your store? Absolutely. I don't care. You can not breathe well if you want to, but there's no reason to do that. And for the government to shut down the entire world, or the bankers to shut down the entire world, the ones that own the pharmaceutical companies and every banks and everything else, is just beyond belief. We're all in astonishment of their ability to do this thing on a piece of news.
Does your family and your friends feel the same way as you do? And if not, do you try to convince them that you're right and they're wrong?
I'd like to tell the truth to the whole world. You know, the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit of Truth. And Linus, good old comic strip, Peanut, said, if something can be destroyed by the truth, it deserves to be destroyed by the truth. And that's all I'm about. And some of my family members agree and some don't. And it's sad because where everyone's confused. And that's what the rulers love. They love us to be confused and stressed and sick and giving them lots of money.
The community reaction has been what? I think you did go viral on the internet. We'll use the term viral. And you were getting voicemails. You had to close for a time. Are you still closed? Or are you open now?
No, I just closed for one day after it went viral. What a Orwellian term that is.
But
I'm not a Twitter, Instagram, alignable, Yelpy kind of guy. I'm more down to earth. I treat everyone like I want to be treated, and I definitely dig into the truth. And I started a website, honestnews.com, and you can get a lot of the information there. And I'm going to do another broadcast regarding the government's own experiments, proving that they couldn't get anyone to catch anything, popping in each other's face and swapping spit and sitting all next right to dying people. I mean, it just goes on and on. There were experiments back in the early 1900s.
Early 1900s. But, you know, medicine has improved quite a bit since
a little bit
then.
Yep.
You know.
Well, it's gotten more profitable, that's for damn sure.
So this is a pharmaceutical industry kind of thing?
Well, when they put mercury, thimerosal, mercury is the most toxic ingredient on the planet that's not radioactive, and they shove that in everybody through their vaccinations and their flu shots, and among all these other nasty-ass concoctions. I mean, it's just crazy.
Do you, Ramsey, know anybody in your own circle of friends or acquaintances who have gotten COVID-19, whether a bad case or even a weak case? Do you know anyone?
Everyone's gotten it.
No, but do you know personally somebody who has had it?
I know lots of people that have gotten the flu.
Well, that's the flu.
I've gotten the flu. Everyone's gotten the flu. It's COVID. It's on a Clorox bottle years ago saying, I mean, it's nothing new. This whole thing that's just new is ridiculous. Your body makes, you know, these viruses to detoxify itself, and we all get sick. And 50,000, the CDC says anywhere from 30,000 to 80,000 people a year die from the cold and flu season, year in and year out.
Ramsey, if there's a vaccine for COVID-19, do you intend to get the vaccine?
From all that I just said, isn't it obvious?
Well, I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you intend to get the vaccine?
No.
No. Have you ever gotten any vaccine?
Only when I don't remember. Oh, it must have been awfully little. They put a tetanus shot in my... Anyway, we won't go into it. Medicine is... God has given us a body that can heal itself.
Oh, but you just said something interesting. You had a tetanus shot, I presume, because you had some kind of an injury or something? Is that what happened?
Yeah, when I was a kid. My dad brought me there, and they shoved a needle in my swollen foot.
Right.
It was the most painful thing in my life.
But if you had the same situation now, you wouldn't get one?
Absolutely not.
Ramsey Devereaux, owner of Ramsey One Flooring and Construction in Simi Valley.